to work here. Call us today on Brentwood 690 300.
It is quarter past two Friday afternoon with Mike, listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm delighted to welcome my second guest this afternoon, Gina. Jeannie is here, Hassler, who's here to talk about a brand new charity that, well, tell us why, what is it, and why did you get involved in the first place?
The charity is called CHAT. CHAT, it stands for CHAT to Help All Teenagers.
Yep.
Basically, it was inspired by my 13-year-old daughter. She suffers a little bit of anxiety.
Yep.
Her school called me up last year to chat about some things, and I asked them about counselling for her. And they said, we just haven't got the funding. It could take up to 2 years, sort of thing. So I thought, why isn't there funding for kids in schools these days, sort of thing? Not long after that, quite a big tragedy happened in the school, and I suddenly thought, I've got to do something. I've got to try and do something for the kids.
Not only your own daughter, but let me just move that microphone a little bit nearer you. That's it.
Is that better?
That's better.
So I decided to come up with CHAT, and it's basically a private but monitored chat group on Facebook for teens aged 13 to 19. I've put a safeguarding policy in place, having safeguarding training. I've got volunteers for it. And it's basically for them to chat amongst themselves, because not a lot of kids want to talk to adults. They want to speak to other kids their age about the stuff that's going on in life, anything at all, exams, loneliness, anything. And it's basically set up for them to talk to each other, inspire each other, and have a good time.
Okay, and this doesn't have to be local, it doesn't have to be national, it can be international, I suppose. And it's different to Instagram or WhatsApp, where there is no real guards or protection.
There's no guards for them at all. Basically, this is that they're able to chat amongst themselves. So us as the adults just monitor and watch what they're saying to each other. We can switch off comments at any time. They have to answer 3 questions to actually get onto the group. So I have to basically vet them, make sure they are who they say they are. And then they can then do posts, they can talk to each other and stuff like that, but we monitor it at all times. At the moment, it's not actually officially been launched. There's a few teens on there from people that I know. My daughter's on it, and it's just to sort of start it off. Hopefully the official launch date is going to be in May, but because a lot of the volunteers are got families themselves, full-time jobs, so getting us all together to do all the safeguarding training together has been pretty hard. But I've been sort of doing all of this now for about 6 months, and it's been overwhelming, but it's...
Well, I was going to say, what's the response been? What's the response been, is it?
Everyone's been so supportive of it. Anyone that's wanting any details about it, they can contact me and I'll tell them about it. Any volunteers that want to come on, they obviously have to be CRB checked. I have to meet them, obviously speak to them why they want to be volunteers and things like that. But most of them generally do want to help the teens. And the teens that are on there at the moment, they haven't really spoken that much because they're obviously filling it out. But hopefully, at the moment, the group is only for Essex, just for now, because I didn't want to do it too full in case we get so much. Because then, obviously, once it
you
starts
can't
getting...
cope with it,
exactly. Yeah. So I had to start small. Then once, obviously, start getting a few more volunteers in, then we can start getting bigger and stuff like that. So
how is it, one of your major difficulties, I think, is getting a child. When I say child, let's just take a 14-year-old, just for example. Listen, this is what we want to do. We want to monitor your chat. We don't really want you to go on Instagram or WhatsApp. And are they sort of saying, well, hang on a minute, I don't want mum and dad seeing what I'm actually writing. It's private. Is that one of a huge obstacle you've got to get across?
Yeah, I think, obviously, the teens that are on it at the moment, they know that, I kind of know them anyway, so I know there are going to be adults that are monitoring that, they know, but obviously in time there are going to be others that get on. But they actually have to give us the name of an adult before that's on their friends list, before they come on, because obviously they could start showing signs of concerns on the group. So if they do, then the parent or the adult that they give us won't be contacted outside, other than if they show us a genuine concern for their safety. But I'm kind of hoping that these kids will talk to each other and help each other, and won't, I might be really naive in it, but that they won't express that sort of thing. But there are other agencies out there, because obviously this isn't a counselling or a crisis group, it's just a chat forum for them to talk to each other and help each other through difficulties or stuff like that, but there are other agencies that we can put them to if they are wanting a one-on-one counselling. There is a bit out there that not a lot of people know about, so this is what Chat's about, is helping, you know, helping them get
so for example, let's go back to our 14-year-old. If they are worried about, you know, coming up to O-levels, etc., GCSE, whatever they call these days, and, you know, they're struggling and it's somewhere for them to write and write, I'm really struggling with this, you know, I had problems as well.
That actually happened just recently.
Okay, right.
They said, I've got anxiety and actually, you know, about my options. And someone else actually put on there, well, this is what I've done. And they were like, thank you so much, that's actually really helpful. Because they then know that there is someone else out there in the same boat as them. Because some of the kids these days feel alone, that there's no one that they can reach out to. And obviously, they could go and see a counsellor and the counsellor help them through certain things. But for them to actually have somebody else that's their age saying exactly the same thing, they then know that they're not alone.
Is there is it a difficulty for you as well if somebody puts, right, I've got an abusive parent or a family member, that you as an adult monitoring the site then think, oh, what do I do now?
Well, there's quite a lot of things in place for that sort of thing to happen when it happens. Obviously, if they start showing signs that they may be in an abusive household and things like that, we do have to, this is where the safeguarding policy in place, because we do have to do something about it. But they are made aware when they join the group that if they do, there's certain rules on the group that only us on the group can see, that basically they have to follow. So, because obviously the kids might be putting stuff on there that actually they don't realise that they're actually giving us information. But obviously there is different things that we will have in place for that type of thing, in case they do start showing that they are in an abusive household and things like that. So there's a lot in place.
Okay, you mentioned right at the beginning of the interview that your own daughter was anxious. How did you recognise that? What did you see?
I've known it for a while, but when the school actually contacted me and said that they wanted to talk to me about it, I sort of said, you know, could you get them... get her counselling. It was just little things like her coming back. Obviously, she's had a lot of the teens now go on these social medias and they get quite upset with things that are put on there. Unfortunately, that's out of her hands, but it's just knowing, you know, your own child, don't you? You know that they are anxious about things. And she, like I said, she was the inspiration for it. And when I actually sat down and said to her, what would you want to feel better, to you know, about everything that's going on, and she said, just for somebody else to know what I'm going through. She said, because obviously I'm not...
That's an honest answer, isn't it?
Exactly, and that was literally, and that's one of the reasons why I suddenly thought of this idea for other teens that are on the same level, because I feel that is just what they need. And like I said, it's not always that they want to speak to an adult, they just want to know that they're not alone.
Okay, let's just take a quick break for some commercials and then we'll be back.
Are you looking to improve your smile this year? At Pure Orthodontics, we are the UK's number one Invisalign provider for 2017. We also offer other styles of discreet braces. To find out more or to book your free, no obligation consultation at our specialist orthodontic practice, visit us at pureorthodontics.co.uk or give us a call on 01245 46 3000. Pure Orthodontics, experts in natural, beautiful smiles.
What's happening in Brentwood? Where are those police vans going? When will those roadworks ever end? Will we ever get a new cinema on that site? Most local news doesn't appear on TV, online, or in the national press. For that, you need a quality local newspaper. The Brentwood Gazette, full of features, stories, events, tweets, listings, and all the things important to you. The Brentwood Gazette is written for Brentwood people and read by 54,000 residents every week. The Brentwood Gazette, for news and views you won't find anywhere else.
Now just listen, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
I'm Bob Simpson, and every Thursday, it's just you and me.
Okay.
From just after 1 p.m. to just before 3 p.m.
Okay.
Just full of community news and guests, music, travel, and what's on.
Oh, okay.
With just a few laughs and just a few silly stories.
Okay.
So just join me, Thursday, 1 to 3, on Phoenix FM.
Ah, super.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, don't miss Bobby. does this show as well. I should listen. Wednesday to Thursday he does it. Of course he does, idiot.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I like to listen to Mike Jones with a cup of tea and an obnob. My bird don't like him, though. Says he gets on his wig.
He's lovely. Right, it's Friday the 13th of April. We don't care about that. 25 minutes past two. The lovely Jeannie is here. We're talking about a brand new charity. We hope it's going to be a charity. Chapter Help All Teenagers. Right, what do you need to make this a proper charity and what will the funds be used for?
To make it a registered charity, it needs to have £5,000.
Right.
To actually make it, to obviously get that little number and things.
Yeah.
Basically, the money will be used for different things, really. One of the things for chat as well is because of the schools not having the funding, I want to be able to change that. I want chat to be able to help fund for counsellors or even meetups within the kids, within the schools, having group sessions and things like that. I've got a couple of friends that are teachers and there just isn't the funds there. So I hope once it becomes a registered charity, it opens doors to then be able to have funding from, you know, different companies, and then those funds, I'll be able to then go to schools and say, look, you know, if you need some help with certain things or with money, I can obviously help with that. That's what I really hope that chat's going to be able to do.
It's obviously going to take up a lot of your time.
Yes, it has.
Already is, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. It's worth it. There has been quite a few times where it has had me up at night, just because there's been so much, and I have, even though I've had volunteers helping with the group, everything else I have done on my own, just purely because I know what I've wanted, so I've really gone but into it.
You can't monitor this 24 hours, okay?
It's not going to be 24 hours.
So, what, are you closing it at a certain hour?
Yeah, basically, if I obviously got quite a few volunteers that would be able to do that, then fine, but at the moment, it's only going to be sort of open from about 7, 8 in the morning to about 11 at night. But okay. Again, that is on the rules, or that's part of the page, so the kids are aware that it will be turned off. Because basically the posts will be turned off, so they won't be able to talk because the posts will be
okay.
Turned off.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm 11 years old. I think problems. I'm going to talk to somebody. How do I register, get involved with chat?
Well, you can't be 11 to go on it anyway because you have to be 13 young. To go
13,
on
13, sorry.
It.
All right, I'm so, 13, sorry. Wasn't so, listening.
Bit young.
Didn't listen, Mike. Slap, right.
Basically, if they're part of the group and they want to start talking, but it is past that time, they can obviously put something on there to be posted, but a comment will come up to say, it's now off, your post will be looked at. It won't go on there straight away, and admin, one of my admins will have to accept it for it to go on the group. But again, they will be told that it's not monitored overnight. This is volunteers, our parents and stuff like that, so please respect that. So if they obviously have put something on in the middle of the night, it won't be looked at till the morning, but it can go on, and then the kids...
Right, okay.
But they will... It's constantly they're being told when it's being monitored, so they should be able to know when they can talk and when they can't.
Okay. I want you to come back in 6 months and tell me how it's doing.
Okay.
All right? Because it sounds like it's going to be a real success, I think. You've opened up a can of worms for yourself.
I know.
You're trying to raise this money. What have you got organised to try and raise some of that money? Various events are taking.
I've actually got just under £1,000. I had 16 inches off my hair cut off.
Yeah.
And I actually then gave the hair to the Little Princess Trust. So I actually, two birds, one stone. I've had... my work has actually done non-uniform day cake sales, so I've got a bit from that. I'm hoping to do some sponsored walks, quiz nights and stuff like that. So that's all in the pipeline at the moment to basically raise that £5,000 to make it a registered charity.
Okay. Wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you once again,
the website isn't... Is the website
The
proper?
Website's actually up and running now, yes.
So what's the address?
It's www.chat2helpallteenagers.co.uk. And if anyone wants any more information, they can contact me, chat2helpallteenagers@gmail.com, or they can find me on Facebook as Jean Hassler.
Okay, and you're on Facebook as well, as chat is on
yes,
Facebook as well.
Yes, it is,
of course.
Yeah.
Okay, well, lovely. Thank you very much
Thank
for coming
Thank you so
in.
Much for having me.
That's all right. Come back in 6 months, and I want to...